We would appreciate greatly your prayers on our behalf. We had hopefully tomorrow, but it looks like it may be Tuesday or maybe even Wednesday before we can leave. But whatever it is, we just ask that you pray that we have a safe trip. And we are going to attend a lectureship up there in New Hampshire, and then also visit with our daughter and her family, our grandchildren. And they are past the peak. They had a very early fall up there this year. Right now they're at their peak, so we would probably miss that, but there still will be lots of color along the way, lots of color in New England. And just appreciate your prayers for our safety. And we'll be back as soon as we can get back. Let's bow for a word of prayer together. Father, we are grateful that we can be members of the body, grateful for the love that we show for one another, grateful for the desire to do your will, grateful for David's statement this morning, for his desire to be the example and be the kind of Christian that would just show Christ in his heart and in his life. Bless us, Father, as we study your word this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus and amen. First scripture reading this morning, I want us to turn over to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We're going to begin at verse number 38. Acts 2, beginning at verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It is important that we all understand the doctrinal basis of the Lord's church. There are many lessons we've given on that particular idea, that particular point, but there are also a lot of important aspects that the New Testament gives us about the relationships between God's people within the Lord's body. It's clear from what we find here in Acts chapter 2 that after people repented and they were baptized, the Lord added them to the church. The Lord did the adding, not the people. Nobody voted on anybody. Nobody gave anybody any exams or anything of that nature. You simply believed, you repented, you were baptized, and upon your baptism, God the Christ added you to the church. But what did the Christians do after that? And I want us to look at several things that the Bible says that they did daily, that what we can do every single day. Well, the first thing it says here in verse 46, it says they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. There was daily fellowship. Back over chapter 5 and verse 42, it says, daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. There's sometimes I think that some of us, you know, just are content to just see our brothers and sisters once a week. But in the New Testament, they fellowship daily. That doesn't mean you've got to fellowship every single Christian daily, but I do think it shows that there was a closeness of relationship that these early Christians had, and that they certainly were together on more than just the time of worship, and that they had fellowship with one another. They shared their lives with one another. Another thing that we find here in chapter 2, verse 47, says they're praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. There was daily growth. You find the same thing over in chapter 16, of the book of Acts, in verse 5, it says, and so the churches were established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, how is it that they can increase in number in Acts chapter 2 and all the way over to chapter 16, they're still increasing in number every single day? It's because of the fact that they evangelized daily. Now, I don't know if they told every single solitary person that they might meet about the gospel, but they were doing everything they could to share the gospel with the people that they came in contact with. In fact, Paul, it says in chapter 19, argued daily in the hall of Tyrannus. That means he had daily discussions with people about Christ at that particular school. And we need to be aware of the fact that wherever we might be, that there could be opportunities. It might be at a restaurant. It might be at a store. It might be in a waiting room in a doctor's office. We don't know where we might be, but there are times when we can just talk to people about the gospel. Talk to them about life. Talk to them about how important it is to study the Bible. And you never know, just a small little statement, you might say to somebody, you know, the best thing that's helped me in my life is to study the Bible. With the troubles and problems, and people will talk about troubles and problems. Just say, you know, I've had troubles and problems too, but I found that studying the Bible gives me the strength, it gives me the help, it gives me the comfort, it gives me the encouragement, gives me all the things that I need to face life. Someone might say, well, you know, I've never thought about that. The person might say, well, where can I find this Bible study? And you might say, well, look, why don't I just get your address and I'll send you some verses to study. And that's just one way of beginning or starting a conversation, or starting a Bible study with somebody, just about the encouragement, the strength that comes from the scriptures. But the fact is, whether you're doing that, or you're doing something else, or you're just talking to somebody and say, look, you know, I love going to church, and I'd just like to invite you to come to our worship. Just come with us some Sunday morning. I want you to come and be my guest, and after church, we'll go out for lunch. I just want you to be my guest that day. And it's so important to worship together, and I get so much out of it. I just want you to come and be a part of it. They were evangelizing daily, and therefore they were growing daily in the first century. Now another thing we find out, you know, that early Christians did every day, is that they had daily encouragement. The book of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin. When Paul wrote to the Thessalonian brethren in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, he says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up just as you are doing. Barnabas is called Barnabas because that name, Barnabas, means son of encouragement. And what a wonderful thing it is to be encouraged by people, by your brothers and sisters in Christ. And just for somebody to call you up and say, I just want to call you and say, I'm just thinking about you and I just want to encourage you. Not that I want anything from you, not that I'm trying to do anything or get anything. I just want to encourage you just to live for Christ and just keep pressing on because you're doing such a fine job setting the example. I'm just so encouraged by that. I want to encourage you to keep on going on, that you're just doing a fine job. All these things we can do to help encourage one another. Maybe you like to write notes. Some people like to write a little note to people, and that's wonderful. And maybe you want to have notes of encouragement. That's fine too. However you do it. But we need to be encouraging one another. There is enough trouble in the world. There's enough hatred in the world. There's enough darkness in the world that we need to be those points of light that everybody in the body of Christ says, look, this is a place of encouragement. It's a place where I get strength because these are my brothers and sisters in Christ. Another thing we find that they did every day is over in Acts chapter 17, talking about the people of Berea, it says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Those people were obviously reading the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament yet. But still, they were searching the scriptures that they had. Now, we have even more. We have the New Covenant. We have the New Testament. But I ask the question, are you willing to search the scriptures daily? Do you think, well, that's just something the preacher does. That's just something the preachers do. They've got to get up a sermon. They've got to get up a class and all these things. No, we search the scriptures because the scriptures have all the answers to the questions in life. We search the scriptures because they bring us the encouragement that we need in life. We search the scriptures because they give us all the help that we need in life. We search the scriptures because the scriptures have truth, and we need to have truth to face the problems and the difficulties in this world. We search the scriptures for so many reasons, but they are just helpful in every aspect of life. You find me one area where the Bible doesn't help you. The Bible helps you in everything. If you want to be a good husband, a good wife, the Bible will help you to do that. You want to be a good son or a good daughter, the Bible will help you do that. You want to be a good brother or sister to your physical family, the Bible helps you do that. You want to be a good citizen, the Bible helps you do that. All areas of life. You want to be a good member of the body of Christ, good brother or sister in Christ, the Bible helps you do that too. Whatever it is, the Bible will help you face it and face the problems and troubles and difficulties of life. It gives you all the answers you need. Where have I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? What is my destiny? All these questions can be answered by the Word of God. Then fifthly, they were helping people meet their needs in Acts also. In Acts chapter 6, it says that the Grecians murmured against the Jews because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Every day they had some widows that needed to be fed. Every day they had to help feed those particular widows. And that's an important thing in regard to the world, which we see today, is that people need help every day. It is true that right now in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, and Florida, there's desperate need. There's very serious needs. And it's true. We're going to do all that we possibly can. And we can do it two ways. Number one, we can do it with prayer. And you should be praying for all those people in all those areas. Secondly, financially, which we are going to send a check out this week to help in that particular area. But we just need to also be thinking about what can I do to help people in my local area? If I find somebody who needs help, am I willing to help them? If I all of a sudden go to the store and somebody says, well, I thought I had enough money to pay for the groceries, but I see I'm $5 short, are we willing to give that person $5 just to help pay for the groceries? Are we willing to really help people when they need help? They did in the first century. They fed those widows every day, and we need to do whatever we can to help meet the needs of people every day. Then also, the early Christians had a daily renewal to Christ. It wasn't just on Sunday, it was every day. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. Paul said, I protest, brethren, by my pride in which you have in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. Jesus said it this way in Luke chapter 9. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Every day we have to die to self. It's because there is someone out there who is looking for you. He's after you. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He wants you. He wants your soul. He wants nothing more than for you just to give up on Christ. Give up on the Bible. Give up on the church. Give up on everything that's spiritual. And just follow him. That's what he wants. But you can die every day and say, I am not going to live for self. I'm going to live for him. I'm not going to think about what I want. I'm going to think about what Christ wants. I'm not going to think about my needs. I'm going to think about the needs of others. I'm going to think about Jesus and really try to be the kind of person that Jesus wants me to be. I'm going to die every day. Now, it is hard. There are temptations. There are difficulties. There are struggles. Everybody understands that. Everybody's going to go through that. But you have to start with the fact, I'm going to die to self. Self is crucified. I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. Then seventhly, it is very evident that the early Christians had prayer every day. Listen to what the psalm said in Psalm 145. It said, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands to thee. When Jesus gave the model prayer in Luke chapter 11, he said, give us this day our daily bread. Psalm 89, he said, I have called upon thee every day, O Lord. It's really the summation of what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said, pray without ceasing. Do you ever have a day that goes by where you don't pray? Have you ever had a day go by where you didn't eat? You may have had a day here or there where you didn't eat something, and you feel weak at the end of that day. You feel really down because you haven't had some real physical sustenance. Well, the same thing's true spiritually. You don't read God's word, you don't pray every day, you're going to be spiritually weak. But you need to be spiritually strong, because we are in a fight. We are in the fight for our lives, our spiritual lives. We are in a fight because it really matters. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There will be a judgment. People are going to lose their souls. And because of this, we need to say, this is serious business. People laugh. They joke. They joke about God. They joke about Christ. They joke about the Bible. They joke about hell. But I'll tell you, hell is no joke. Hell is real. And we need to realize that somebody is going to lose their soul, and we need to do everything we can to help people to come to Christ, to understand what the gospel is, to preach the gospel, to live a Christian life, to help people to go to heaven. One of the greatest things that we can hear are those words of Jesus, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And we can be faithful servants if we will see Christianity is a daily matter. It's not a once a week thing. It's not a Sunday matter. It's something that we do every single day. And I hope and I pray all of us will do so. Now we're going to sing the invitation hymn. If you've not obeyed the gospel, we invite you to do this morning. Put Christ on and be born in baptism. Leave here today knowing that you are walking in the light that the Lord has added to you to this church. If you have a child of God, you need to rededicate your life. Maybe you have some needs or things that have happened, as David mentioned in his letter this morning, and you just want the church to pray for you. We'd be glad to do that this morning. Maybe you realize you really haven't been living the Christian life. You really haven't been walking in the light. You really have not been serious about this, and you need to rededicate your life. Whatever your needs might be, we invite you to come. We encourage you to come. We want you to come while we stand and while we sing.